This is Project Akev. Again, mostly just straight from Akev of Toshinpei, since hour in the way, didn't work anything new. And this week's parasha mostly deals the myth of Avat Hashem. It's the second half of Shema, Vayam Shemoah, but includes a little bit of the historical background. And Moshe is giving a speech to Israel, says, V'zachartat kol derech asher halicha Hashem elokecha. And you should remember the whole way that God led you, Ze Arbim Shana BeMidbar, for these 40 years in the wilderness. And he led you, Leman Anorcha, in order to torture you. And Asotcha, to test you, Ladat Hashem, to know what's in your heart, Hatishmor Misotabim Lo, will you keep his commandments or not? Vayancha, and he tortured you, afflicted you. Vayarivecha, and he starved you. Vayachalchat Aman. Yeah, he's describing pretty negatively, and he fed you the man, Ashaloyadata, that you'd never known about, Vayadunavotecha, your ancestors never heard of this. Lamanadiyacha, to let you know, Ki lo alechem levado yechi adam, that man does not live by bread alone. Ki akol matzah pi Hashem yechi adam, but man lives by that which comes from the mouth of God. Simatacha, your clothing never wore out, and your feet never swelled. Zebra shana for these 40 years. Yadata, and you should know in your hearts. Kikashe yaser isep, but know that as a man disciplines his son, Hashem Elokecha, God is disciplining you. In case you missed the point, Moshe repeats it a little bit later on. That he says, Hamachacha man bamidbar, that he fed you man in the wilderness, that your ancestors didn't know about it. Leman anotcha, in order to afflict you, in order to torture you. Leman nasotcha, to test you, lehidivcha b'achritecha, that'll be good in the end.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. This is God. So this is the idea, right? Hashem is anotcha. It's calling us pain for our ultimate good. So is that right? Is it morally right? Right? And I always quote to my kids. This is Chesty Puller, who evidently was the most decorated Marine, the colonel, I guess, think in the 1950s. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Okay, whenever my kids get hurt, they hate it when I say that. Pain is a feeling of weakness leaving the body. Okay, so what kind of father tortures children just to make them tougher? Okay, so yeah, I might. You're a Marine, you might. But is that something for the an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-good God? What does that mean? What is the idea of Leman Anotcha?
But the first paragraph is mixed in taking care of us too. Gave
Yes.
us the man and our feet didn't swell.
Right. So one pasuk of the positive that we right, and then one of but he's calling it that. So what is the deal with this Laman Anotcha?
Right.
What does that even mean? Okay, so
Right.
that's what we're talking about. He says that's the single problem in Jewish thought, theodicy. Tzaddik. Why do bad things happen to good people?
Yeah.
Excuse
Kushner,
me. What?
Harold Kushner's book.
Right. So he gives one answer, which is not a traditional answer, which is that God is not all powerful, right?
Right. He's
Gotta
only
regret.
good, right? He's good.
Right. So that's not the traditional answer. You look through Tanakh, there are no answers, okay? That's the bottom line. There are approaches. How do we deal with suffering and get on with our life? Right? None of these are answers. You're not gonna get an answer. So there are five different approaches, I would say. One is I would call it the meta approach. The bigger question to the answer the question of suffering is don't answer it. There is no answer, right? Pirkei Avot says that. I'm
Wait,
showing.
can you go back to the text for a minute? It said that it'll be good for you, but acharitecha or something.
Yes.
Achari. Is that an allusion to Olam Haba?
Entirely possibly. That's
Because
a
usually you
reason.
hear the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba.
Yeah, but that's for people who have a vested interest in saying that. You certainly lots of psukim that imply that there is life after death, or look at Ol Kohelet where he says no, there isn't in the beginning, implying that that was commonly a common thought. And certainly, it's not explicit, but there are lots of times where you could definitely can easily read that as
Here's one.
Yes, no, I agree. And if someone tells you the Torah Tanakh never mentions it, that's, well, yeah, you could certainly read this.
Okay. Here's a good one, because that's the answer. That's the easy answer.
That is certainly one answer, right? It
Right.
will eventually good in the far future,
Right.
right? That is really one, and that is one approach. Again, these are approaches. They're not answers.
Right.
But, you know,
Right.
and you have to know when to use each one. And again, one of the answers is Al Tiratzeh Chavercha B'Shach Hasov and Al Techamena B'Shach Shemei Tov Mutzalah Panecha. Don't try to give an answer at all when your friend is angry or is in mourning. But don't go to Shivan to say this is all for the best. That's just not appropriate, right? Just be there with someone who's in pain. You don't have to answer. That's one. Number two is Mida k'neged mida. God is just. Suffering is God's response. If something bad happens, it must be deserved, right? Respond to suffering by introspection, do tshuva, right? This Gemara says in Amar Rav Ami, "Ein mita b'lo chet ve'ein yisurim b'lo avon." There's no suffering without some kind of sin.
This is not too modern.
I mean, that is an approach that, okay, that if something bad is happening, I should try to figure out what can I do better. Again,
That's
one
a
approach.
very difficult approach given the Holocaust. So,
No, it's not, but there are certainly times where it would be appropriate. Okay,
no.
I mean, again, depending what you're talking about. Yes, something like the Holocaust is not. This is, again, none of these are absolute answers in every situation.
I
Okay,
don't like,
is it
well, all
all
right,
six?
we get personal. I don't like that answer in any situation. So, I
Of
don't like
course
when
it
all
does,
that's
right?
talk
I mean,
less.
if I stub
Talk
my
less Lashon
toe.
Hara, you know, because it was our fault. Fix your mezuzahs because the bus.
No, but something much more practical. I just tripped and fell over the stairs. Maybe I should fix the stairs.
Yeah, but not when you're talking about God. Anyway, I don't like that approach. Anyway.
But if you look
Okay,
at,
I'll just listen.
I mean, if you, I mean, okay, again, we're not going to go there
No,
at all. But if you look at,
great.
say for Mishlei Bereishis brings that approach, right? That Yishrei Yisharim Yechashu, so the righteous will inherit the land. Rishami Eretz Yikareitu, the evil will be wiped out. That everyone gets what they deserve. Again, one approach. Okay, the idea that God is good, but our perspective is too small. Like, we understand the bigger picture. That's another approach that
Right.
bad things happen, right? That's Eov. When God asked Eov, "Mi hikdamti v'shalem? Who came before me that I should have to pay them back? Tachlal shemayim lihu? Everything's before me." That's Eov, right? There's an approach of Gamzu l'tova. That'll work out in the end for all of us, right? Lach v'techa. There's Olam Haba. It's a workout, and that's what the Sefer Tehillim basically approaches that. Right, that was your panavi many Shabbatoa of Shema. When I call out, God hears. Eventually, Gamzu l'tova, this will work out. Our pasuk doesn't say any of that. Okay, this is the completely unrelated to any of these. It's l'man anotcha, l'man asacha, l'heitivcha, l'bachritecha, that this will be for our own good. That the affliction itself, not it will work out. Yes, bad now, but the somehow suffering is good. And that's Laman Nana Sakha, it's the test. That's a figure out. And this, I think, is the way the Torah presents suffering most often, that divine Hashem gives us suffering, and this is what they call Yisurim Shel Ahava. Hashem loves us, and therefore we suffer.
Okay.
Okay, Gemara talks about this. Amar Rabbi Tamar Rav Chisda, Imro Adam She Yisurim Ba'in Alav, if you see trouble comes. You should think about your deeds. Again, that's approach well, number two, but you didn't like. I did something wrong, I should do better. Right? God will respond to my actions. I think it's an appropriate thing to be thinking about. The imtala of lamatzah, and you thought about it, you tried to attribute something, and there's nothing there. Yadua she yusurim shel ava. And this is yusurim shel ava, suffering due to love. Right? It's not for something you did wrong. So what does that mean? Why is our suffering a sign of love? Okay, so the puzzle gives a hint that it's leman anotcha, lenasotcha, to test you. So what's a nisayon? What does that mean to have a nisayon, a test? God gives us tests. So this came from Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein, who taught Liora and Chani in seminary, and Rosh Abigail. And he's got a book on Agadata. Let's see if it's that book still works. Nope. Well, okay, so I gotta update the link. Always problem with links burnouts. I got it. There we go. I got it to Sages, Secrets, and Stories. What was my. Let's see. Why is that different? There it is. So he's telling me I got it. So I have to go correct this everywhere else.
That's cool. You know how to link.
What? Well, I figure if I'm going to cite it, you should know how to buy it yourself, right? Let me look at this. Okay. Anyway, so the Agadah today's quoting is from Bereishit Rabbah. It says Hashem nisat Abraham. God tests Abraham by the Akedah. Now, quoting the puzzling tale, Hashem tzaddiki v'kan, God tests the righteous. What's this
Wait,
test?
I have something in my mind, and
Okay.
I'll forget it if I don't. The idea that it's just we're bad, God does bad things, we're good. So that's the Vayayim Shemoah, just spells it out.
Yes. Right, that's
That's,
certainly an idea, and that's again,
yeah.
it's much more of a. I mean, right. I mean, again, that is one approach to suffering and say, okay, that we believe in a just God, and sometimes we do things wrong, and we got to say, okay, this was appropriate. That does happen. What
Maybe
I don't
that's
think,
more
I
of a
don't think.
national, maybe that's more of a national level.
Okay, and I think it's worth looking at your own actions too. I don't think it's ever appropriate to look at somebody else's actions or suffering. Don't go to somebody else and say the reason that's happening is because you did this wrong.
Yeah.
You can talk to you look to yourself and see if you can do something. We're not looking at that. We're looking
No,
at Nisa.
okay,
Okay.
sorry.
You have a Nisa. Okay, so
Yeah.
the Agadah has three stories. Verse 7. Avraham Rabbi Yonatan. Hapishtani has that. This is like a flax manufacturer, a linen manufacturer. So if his flax is mediocre, it's weak. Then he doesn't beat it very hard. Because it's going to split. But he's got good flax. He beats on it hard. Lama? Why? Because it gets better the more you beat on it, the more you process it. It gets finer. You can get better linen the more you beat the flax. But if it's weak, if it's bad flax, it's just going to fall apart. You don't want to do that. HaKadosh so too, God does not test him because they can't handle it. And Mimon said he's got tested. Said he came the righteous and Emor said yes.
This is an argument to be a Russia, so you won't suffer.
That is true. That is true. If that's the way you want to look at it. But again, the argument is that you will be a you. It makes you better, right? That's the pain is feeling weak in the body. Okay, that yes, that yeah. You'll never know how much you can achieve unless you actually try. But it's not right. There's an argument to be completely lazy and don't try anything, right? Don't work hard at anything because then you'll never fail. That's your motto in life. I will support you. I will validate you. Okay, Amri, okay, that's one. Amri Yonatan, and he continues. Hayotzer, it's like a potter. Kivshan, and he's checking his kiln. Kelim he doesn't check the defective vessels. Okay, he doesn't knocking them hard. He doesn't use them to test how hot his kiln is. Because you cannot get you hit way defective putt, it's gonna break. What's he gonna check? He's gonna knock out to see how well his kiln is working. To the jars that are barur clear, that are clearly well made. Because if he hits it a couple of times, ain't no sure, but they won't break. So too, Rishon are gonna break. He's not gonna knock on them. He's gonna knock on the tzaddikim. That's the second story. Third story. Third mashal. Third metaphor. Elazar, they know it's labala bayit.
Does that metaphor work? Like, does the potter, does it improve the
No,
piece of
that's his point.
pottery
We're going to talk
he
about
made?
why these are different.
Yeah, but they're different.
They're
Oh,
different, okay?
they're different. Okay.
We're going to get to
Yeah.
the point about what these are different. One is the beating improves it. The other is
Right.
it demonstrates the strength of the pot.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
It's a different metaphor. The third
Yeah.
metaphor, and we'll talk about that then. The balabai, okay, that. The balabai has eshelo parot. It's like a guy has two oxen. A strong one of ra, and one that was weak. Oh, so which one is he going to use for plowing? You're certainly going to use the stronger, your stronger ox. So two gods only test the tzaddikim. This says Hashem tzaddikivcha. So at first, and so this says a lot of mashalim here. What are they adding? What are they? What, you know? How are these different? Why we have three different metaphors here? Get the flax through their beating. We're knocking the pots and we're working the oxen. He says that there are three different approaches to nisayon, to testing. Right? Again, God is saying you're a tzaddik, you are righteous, you are wonderful. This is not deserved because you did something wrong. This is a nisayon. What does that mean? So the Ramban says nisayon. Ina nisayon he. The dati, in my opinion, before you maase adam reshut mochlechet biyado, because what you do is your own free will. You can decide what you want to do in a given situation. You create nisayon, so this test here is mitzada menusa, from the perspective of the one being tested. How are you going to act in stressful situations or when you have to make a choice? But God, who's doing this, so God will put you in a situation to bring out potential into reality.
Koas el hapol.
Oh, right, this potential into reality. As they say, to say, okay, you could rise to this occasion, but you'll never know it unless you're in a situation where you need to rise to the occasion. So you connect the reward for doing the right thing. And since Hashem tzaddik yivchan, God tests the righteous, that God knows that the tzaddik will do the right thing. Tzidko, but wants to demonstrate that tzidkut. That's what the saying there. Torah tova. So it's for the good of the one being tested. And we'll say that's the metaphor of the flax.
So which one of the three is that?
That's the metaphor of the flax. The
Of the
beating makes the
flax.
flax better.
Yeah.
Okay, this is flax that will make fine linen, but I can't make it fine linen unless I actually do something to it. So too, that being in a
Oh.
stressful situation, being in this, that you are, is it unpleasant? No pain, no gain. You're going to do this, and this actual, the fact that you will rise to the occasion tells you what you are capable of doing. I said, we tell you you're capable of doing great things, won't make a difference. You have to be in that situation. That's the flex.
Does EO fit into that? Or we don't know what EO is.
No, Eov isn't gabbing, is not doing the demonstrating there. I mean, I'm not dealing with that prose introduction there, but the bulk of the poetry part of Eov, I think, is what Eov is really about, is all about how God's actions are in the big picture of the grand world, and that you don't understand the su suffering that happens. That's a separate answer. Okay, that's not,
Even in
here's
Nisayon.
Nisayon. The Nisayon is for the benefit, it is the attached to the individual. The
Okay.
Rambam has a different approach. Inyan Nisayon, same words. Gam Kein Mesupak Ma'od. It's very hard to understand. No one's quite sure what to do with it. Again, that's the Odyssey. Hu Gadol Shebe Mesupukei HaTorah, and this is the one of the biggest mystery of the Torah. Don't have an answer. Da, you should know. There's Rambam. That every test as presented in the Torah ain't kavanato b'inyano, that the purpose and the idea is only sheyedu b'nei adam, that others should know, ma shetzricho masal tov, that others should know what to do, ma shorulei hamino, and what to believe it. Ki'ilu inyan hanisayon, that they have a nisayon, in the sense of not so much test, but nisayon of nes, of being a banner. The others should learn.
So there's a purpose to it, he believes.
The purpose is not for the individual, it's not for you will get better, like the Rambam is saying, it's so that others should know. Others will see you doing this thing, which is hard and it involves suffering, but you're making a good choice, the right choices, and others will learn. So that's the metaphor of the potter. Right? The potter shows, I've got great pots and wax on it really hard. Right? It doesn't make the pot better, but it shows that I can whack on it really hard and it's not breaking. So I'm going to pick someone who's going to successfully do that if I want to demonstrate it. So that's what the talking is. You are there as an example. And the Al-Sheikh, similarly, says the third idea. Oh, yes, now there's another aspect of what a Nisayon is. That God will test at Sadiq by via of the Yisurim and bring the suffering Linasoto. So you cover him and test. Will he accept it lovingly? But Ad Hador, for the sake of the rest of the generation. And the idea is, for the sake of the community. So Yisurim, that whatever God's plan is, that this will happen, and suffering. Somebody will suffering will happen, and it's like the and that's the metaphor of the ox. So God's going to say, okay, this whatever situation is going to happen, whatever the long term plan is, like Eov, but we're going to give it specifically to someone who can deal with it.
And the ox was the one you put the burden on the
The
strong ox.
strongest one, right? The burden means
So
more.
you're linking these three to the three in the
Right. Again, this
metaphor.
is Rabbi Bernstein in his model
Oh,
here.
he
He's the
links
one,
the.
this is all from him. He
Oh, this is
says,
all from him.
here are three
Yeah.
metaphors. Here are three different
Okay.
Rishonim who are talking about Nisayon.
And then he's giving
They go together.
examples
Again,
of
Ramban is
one,
to allow the
two, three.
person
Okay.
to, is it for the person's sake? The Ramban is the idea of to show others
Oh, here he
what
is.
it
Yeah.
is. And this is, and third is it's something some that's tzaddik to try to condition to provide merit for the generation. I'd say for the sake of the society, that this, whatever the situation is, needs to, somebody's gonna have to deal with it. You're capable of doing it, so it's now your responsibility. So one way, one lesson is there is never be good at anything, so then you never have responsibility, right? That's what you get out of washing the dishes. You only have to mess up once, and then your spouse is never gonna trust you again. That's not how you do it.
No, you can
Okay.
wash
Okay.
as
So
often as you like.
Nitziv again makes the same comment there that the three Mishalim, I assume that Rabbi Bernstein got this from Nitziv. Because there are
Wait,
three
where are
aspects.
we? Where's the
Is it
Nitziv?
Nitziv, the Emek Davar?
Oh, that's the
13.
Nitziv.
Yeah.
Ha'emek
Yeah,
Ha'amek
the Nitziv's commentary on Torah is called the Emek Davar.
Put that in, Hanatziv.
Okay, everybody, okay. Let me add that.
When was he around? Like 1700s,
No, Lady
18?
Chad. Lady Chad. She was the Rosh Hashiva in Belozhin.
Natsiv. Okay.
Naftali Tzvi Berlin,
Oh.
the father of Meir Bar-Ilan, who founded Bar-Ilan University.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bar-Ilan basically Hebraicized Berlin into Bar-Ilan.
Oh, cool.
Okay, anyway, so he says that the three Mishalim, you know, because there are three aspects of what we're calling here Nisayon. Surim shel Ava, not deserved because God loves you, thinks you're capable of this, and therefore you can handle it. Sometimes we talked about the mashal of the pot. That we're not, he's not banging on the pot in order to make it better. But
Oh,
to
God.
demonstrate how strong the pot is. Again, that's to the public. That's the Rambam. And sometimes Nisayon is like this metaphor of the flax. That we're not beating it in order to know how good it is. You've already assessed, okay, this is good flax, I can do it, to make it better, so I can get really fine linen out of it. And sometimes it's like the donkey, he must have a different text because this is the donkey as opposed to the ox. It's not to show anything or to make it better, but because it's necessary. Someone's got to bear the burden.
Oh,
I'm going
crazy.
to say, right? That I'm going to pick the donkey that can handle the burden. So the more I pile on the burden, mosif no, and that yes, you'll get rewarded after you'll beat it better. But the more the donkey bears, the more that the burden has been borne and the baal is benefiting from.
Okay, but why is the burden altogether?
In
Why
that
does
last
God,
model,
why
okay,
did
so that goes back to the Eov model, okay, that there is a purpose. This is going to happen in the
Oh,
global scheme of things. We
okay.
don't have an answer why,
Okay.
but given this, whatever the Yisurim is going to are going to happen, Hashem is going to give it to someone who can actually handle
Okay.
it. Okay. So Adam, so too, sometimes we're bringing the Nisayon to publicize a person's righteousness, right? And some in order to develop that righteousness, to build a person's righteousness. Even though you have the potential for doing this action, this good deed here, but as long as you don't have the opportunity, well, it doesn't go from being potential to be real. It's low. It's not. You can't say this potential really is part of you. So that's why Hashem brings this Nisayon to say, yes, you can accomplish this. So a person brings out their own strength and brings it from potential to reality. That Marshish roots that potential in you. It makes it a shoresh.
Mashrish, mashrish.
Mashrish. That's it. Mashrish, right? And roots it. I don't know what the embeds it. Let's put it that way. Right? That makes it real. That makes it part of you. You know, that's what the residency is all about when you're a doctor. They make you work really hard and it's miserable, but then you know what you're capable of. So us old doctors always complain about the kids these days can't handle it, right? They don't make the doctor work so hard. Sometimes because the sin, the punishment, the consequence of the whole generation, Matima Tzadik Masa Yusurim, Shalem, but you don't worry, you get rewarded in the end. Good things will happen. Bottom line is Hashem's not looking to make us suffer. Hashem's looking for a response to that suffering. Nisayon tells us what our potential is and tells others what our potential is and allows us to grow toward that potential. And the famous Gemara Menachot, quoting Yirmiyahu, is when Bnei Israel compared to an olive. Zeit ra'anan yafeh. God has called you a verdant, flourishing olive tree. Like Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Lama nimshul Yisrael azayit. Why are Bnei Yisrael compared to the olive? Lamalach, tell you, Mazaitzeh.
Oil, something with the oil, no?
Right. Now, just like the olive, Lo motzi shemano elia dei kukinita. You can't get the oil out of an olive without crushing it.
Wait, where are you? Oh, Hatzits.
So,
Where?
Lo ma zayetzeh, Lo motzi shemano
Oh.
elia dei kukinita. You have to
Okay.
crush the olive. Get oil out, the olive oil. You have to crush the olive to get the oil out. Af Yisrael ein chozrim mutav el yadi yisurim. So Bnei Yisrael only improve through yisurim, right? We get crushed and get better.
So is that a fourth metaphor, or that, which one
That's a
does that
different metaphor, but
relate to?
it's similar to the flax. It's the same idea as the flax metaphor.
Okay, right. It improves things. Yeah. What was the sentence above it? Zayit Ra'anan?
This is a quote from Yirmiyahu. See how he translates it here.
Oh, that's the pasuk
That's
that the
the pasuk
Gemara
that
is
right. So that's
explaining. Okay.
let's go see how he translates that. Zayit ra'anan yafei pri tovar. God named you the verdant olive tree, fair with choice fruit. Okay, and then Yirmiyahu says, okay, well now you're broken. It's right. This is Yirmiyahu saying, okay, you were an olive and now you've Hashem's gonna send you into exile, right? This is Jeremiah. I mean,
That's,
Yirmiyahu is all about that, right?
I know.
But that's let's say it's your
I mean, you were this, you had the potential, you were this Zayit, but.
right. Hashem's not gonna even do the ketuvot. He's just gonna burn the
Okay.
whole thing down now. Okay,
Oi.
so Rabbi Bernstein concludes. Let me get that correct. You are the modern URL in here. Yeah.
Oh, you're putting in the link?
The correct link and all these here, so you can find it again. Dead links are really annoying. Okay, the way he concludes it is that Yisurim are not just disasters, but they're the little annoyances that happen to us. Someone cuts you off in traffic. How you respond to that? That's a nisayon. You become a better person.
So
You demonstrate being a good person.
he's defining what the bad, what negative thing is that happens. It's not a big national catastrophe. It's
Catastrophe. Not every, because most of the
a
time,
setback in your life.
right. I mean, most
Okay.
of the time, we don't have terrible, horrible Yisurin that happened to us. It happens, but every day
Well,
it's not. So he says that the way he concludes is contemplating these agadot, a clear message emerges. When we consider the idea of Nisayon, we tend to think of epic do or die situations. In doing so, we overlook the many things which are tests specifically because they are everyday situations. It is
okay.
actually these situations, which may be the real test of moral worth. With no occasion to speak of, there's just us and the right thing to do. We consider that as our test to bring out the best in us and allow for spiritual moral growth, it's all the more crucial to realize that we actually encounter them on an ongoing basis, the way every moral decision is a test in our day-to-day lives. Often we forgo these opportunities for spiritual development while dreaming about how we would fare in a real test. This is a lesson we learn. Help appreciate our everyday situations, what they really are, the building blocks of spiritual. When you're faced with these little petty annoyances, then treat them as a nisayon, as a chance to be the flax and become better, and a nes in the potter and becoming, demonstrating to others how to act, and also realize that, okay, that everybody's in this situation. Are you prepared to be the right one? You're all stuck in traffic. Who's gonna let the other one in the tube? Okay, that's the Nisayan is there. Somebody's gonna be the tzaddik who's gonna bear it. You can be that. So Nisayanot, and these are all we're gonna call here Yisurim Shel Ahava. Hashem gave you that with a man. It wasn't a horrible Nisayan, right? You got food. It was a little bit of annoyance. You couldn't save it up. It was always the same thing. That's enough to show moral growth.
The man was a nisayon. The man wasn't just a wonderful beneficial thing.
Right. That's what he explicitly says. So that's what Bnei Yisrael complained when they complained about it.
Right.
Right? We're getting sick of this
Yeah.
insubstantial food here.
Give us onions.
So that becomes a nisayon. It wasn't a hard, it wasn't a tragic nisayon that has to
Right.
deal with tzaddik v'ra lo, but even that
Right.
counts as, you assume that counts as a nisayon. So next time you're faced with these petty annoyances, smile and
Well,
I'm a tzaddik.
I like the ending very much, like the petty annoyance, or even a little up from that. The
Right.
individual life, how you respond to setbacks, how you respond to disappointments or bad, whatever. But this doesn't talk about the big bad things, the pogroms they went through and
No,
the,
like I say,
yeah.
there isn't an answer, and there are lots of different approaches. This is
Right.
one part of that larger picture.
Okay.
We're not claiming to have all the answers.
Good. Are you giving this on a Shabbos morning?
That's the plan.
Somehow I think Eov should be mentioned somewhere or
It
other.
was. I mean, we talked about it with the. Da, da, da. Here he goes. Approach number three is the
It
EO.
says, I mean, we did.
Okay.
It says Eov here?
Yeah,
Where?
yeah. There's
Oh, Eov.
approach
Oh,
the EO,
Eov.
right? I quoted the pasuk from
Oh,
EO.
you did say that.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Oh, okay, good. Wait a minute. Just one minute. Which one relates to Eov? This is the great God, infinite
that
good. Blah,
God
blah.
is good,
Yeah.
but
Oh,
unprotected.
right. Because
Often.
that's what he
Don't.
says to him, right? He gives him
Right.
the answer, look at my creation.
Right.
It's just part of the big picture, and we don't understand
Right, that's Eov. Right. Mishlei
it.
is it's all deserved. You warranted it. Tehillim is Gam Zlatova, it'll work out. Again, those are more
Okay.
for the bigger
Okay.
strategies. Like, how do I think about them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to compartmentalize too much. Okay, which metaphor goes here, which metaphor goes there, but it's all together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the metaphors are all on the Yisroel shel Ahava Nisayon idea.
Yeah,
This is not a sense that you deserve it. This is that you are suffering. There's a reason for that. It will.
There's a
This will.
reason.
This is
There's
the
a reason.
suffering itself is a good thing.
There's a reason for it. Okay, I have to wait for the next Nisayon in my life and see how I do. What will it be?
The Gemara gives an example of that is when you reach into your pocket for a coin, you pull out the wrong one.
Oh, that's a Nisayon.
That's enough. That's a nisayon. Look at that and think, okay, how am I gonna? Am I gonna get annoyed or not? That's a simple nisayon.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you know. Let me know what your Nisayon is tomorrow. You think every day we have them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, every slings and arrows of outrageous fortune all the time. You know? Do you get grumpy? Or are you just okay? We'll grow from here. Okay, I'm gonna stop here.
Okay.
Have a good day. Good
Good
Shabbos.
luck Friday at Shabbos morning.
Thank you.
They're good, right? They just listen, right?